Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for our youth listeners. This is Sandra Bueno, and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. Today's half an hour show is presenting a very special individual, a very special woman, a very special leader, someone who is truly talking and walking the walk of what it is to make a difference, what it is to believe in your heart's purpose, and also what it is to understand what networking, what connecting, what leveraging is. And as I have told you already on Rise to Win for Our Youth, this is a platform where we are coming together to make a difference, to stand for change, to show people that together we can make something happen when we all stand at the same place with one purpose in mind. And Ellen Sue Burton, she is the founder of DUO Magazine, Do Unto Others Magazine, and I have been blessed and gifted to meet her. And though we have not personally met, however, we go back because we do share this passion to make a difference and this passion to be able to use our gifts to really stand in a place of being able to create for others what they may not be able to create on their own or what they might not know is available. So at this time, I'd like to welcome Ellen Sue on the show. Ellen, are you on?
I am on. Good afternoon, Sandra. How are you today?
I am excited. I'm very excited because you just truly are, as the audience members are going to be able to see, you just have so much with you and you are doing so much with your magazine that I'd like to immediately start with you just by, first of all, how can people contact you? Just give them your contact information right off so they have that.
info@duomagazine.com.
Okay, excellent. And now just share with me then your magazine itself. What is the purpose of your magazine and why you started it?
Okay, Duo Magazine is a magazine that I love to call Lifestyle Philanthropic. It is a magazine that highlights VIPs, unsung heroes, charities, foundations, people that are truly, truly making a difference. In South Florida, it is right now a regional magazine, although our stories are coming in from all over the country. And essentially, the reason that I started the magazine, it's got to be genetic. It's got to be inherent. I started charity work when I was 8 years old. I had a cousin that had cystic fibrosis and remember very clearly walking with a little canister to collect pennies, nickels, and quarters for that. And it has just been my passion, selfishly. It's what I enjoy doing. So I just thought that a magazine that was an extension of myself, especially in the trying times that we're in right now where we all need each other, even the people at the top with all of the things that have been going on. There are people from the top that have tumbled to the bottom, and we just need to help each other, bottom line, regardless of our financial situation. We just all need to be here for each other, and that's what Duo is.
And, you know, you have so many stories. Every time you and I have spoken, you share these incredible stories that come across you and that you have also included in your magazine. Now, there you just mentioned one of a gentleman that was actually supporting an organization, a homeless organization. Can you share that story?
Are you talking about the Starting Over Homeless
No, the actual homeless organization. Yeah, the homeless organization that you were dealing with that right now is in basically you're closing or it's closing.
Oh yes. This is a very sad story because I have been on the board of Starting Over Homeless Shelter for many, many years, probably 15. And there was a very wealthy, generous, wonderful, philanthropic human being that was paying for the facility and the electric and the water and the mortgage, and just recently got involved in a situation without discussing his personal life, and he is no longer able to do that for us. So we actually are closing. We have to get out of the facility, and there's 65 guys that we're now trying to find a place for them, and we are talking about beautiful men. We are talking about men that go out and do part-time work, and they are drug-free, alcohol-free, just wonderful people. Some of the people that have lived in the facility used to work for the Philharmonic Fort Lauderdale Philharmonic that closed. It's just very, very tough. So right now we're trying to find some housing for them.
See, that's in what's interesting is how you mentioned about these men itself, and you know, and who are and who they are and where they have been. And just yesterday, I had the founder of Art and Compassion on Blog Talk Radio, and they were sharing how basically, you know, right now it's everyone. I mean, it's, you know, people who owned 5-bedroom homes who now had to move into a car and who now went from a car to living in the streets. You know, families. I mean, all of this is just the restructuring. That I feel that with Duo Magazine, for example, you can take, you know, the different walks of life and really from an overview say, okay, you know what, if you'd like to help, this is an area where, you know, basically using your services or your resources or your money or your time or your talent, you're able to come and help. Is that similar to what you are doing right now?
Well, you know, the one thing that always has always concerned me and the one thing that I've always spoken to my children about that really concerns me is stereotyping. And when you look at the scam that just, the horrible scam that just happened in our country, and I watched an interview of the publisher editor of Self magazine that lost her entire worth, doesn't have a penny. She had actually started the Pink Ribbon campaign for breast cancer. We never know when we're going to be at the top, the middle, the bottom. We never know where we're going to be. There's no guarantees in life. The only guarantee in life is that we need to use our skills to help, and we need to know where to go to get the help. And Duo Magazine, although we have the most astoundingly talented staff, my fashion editor, my editor-in-chief, my graphic artist, they are so incredibly talented, and we have such beautiful fashion and entertainment. However, that's more, that is not what we're about. The most important thing is that I am able to bring to the plate that we shouldn't stereotype. When I decided to launch the magazine with DJ Laz from Power 96 on the radio, and he's a world-famous hip-hop rapper, tons of fabulous CDs, and just out there in the young, you know, vibrant community. Why am I putting DJ Laz on the cover? Why? Because nobody knows that single-handedly DJ Laz is responsible for raising hundreds of thousands of dollars for Radio Lollipop at Miami Children's Hospital for kids with cancer. Why did I put Alonzo Mourning in the magazine? I didn't put Alonzo Mourning in the magazine because he is a phenomenal basketball player. He is a philanthropist. We all know the good that they do. But more importantly, the story was about the unsung hero behind the hero, which is his cousin that actually donated the kidney to Alonzo, and the stories about what it took for him to step up to the plate. He hadn't seen Alonzo in 25 years, and he gave Alonzo his kidney. And on and on and on, this is the most incredibly circuitous world. You and I have never met, but I met somebody who met somebody who knew somebody that brought me to you. And that's what Duo is doing. Duo is connecting people and trying to make them aware of their ability to give back. And I don't mean monetarily. If you want to ask me any questions, go for it, because I am so passionately in love with this magazine and what I'm doing. I could talk for 6 hours. But essentially what I mean by people utilizing their own abilities, I have a dear friend that's been an entertainer. He's in his mid-50s. He's a wonderful comedian, and he's performed at many, many venues in Fort Lauderdale. And we met, and I had never met him before. I actually went to one of his shows, and this is what I do with Duo Magazine. It goes with me wherever I go, charitable organizations, foundations, fundraisers. I go nowhere without this extension of Ellen. And I said to him, you have such amazing talents. Why aren't you using it to give back to the community? And he goes, well, I've never done any kind of charity work, and I would love to learn to know how. So Gene Marola, who's appearing at Mango's every Tuesday night, I said to him, Gene, why don't we do this? I'm doing a story on Rick Shaw. Most people in South Florida know who he is. And he single-handedly, with a friend of his, does the Magic Children's Fund to raise money for children. I said, I'm going to get you and Rick together, and we're going to do a fundraiser, and you're going to pick up the microphone, and you are going to use your inherent talent of being a comedian And by the end of the night, your skill will have raised money for children in South Florida. So that's what Duo Magazine does, is teaches you to tap into your innate abilities, not necessarily just your pocket, and just make a difference.
See, and that's incredible, because oftentimes people do not know, and people want to help. People, you know, I mean, everyone when it comes to children and people, they say, we want to help, but how can we help? And people are oftentimes scared to step up. And then when, you know, some people will look at what's taking place and say, well, I need to be someone famous. Well, I need to have money. Well, I need to, you know, how can I ever make a difference in the life of someone who doesn't have anything? And you just, you know, you in featuring those examples, you showcase how in your gift of being able to, you know, to be, I mean, you're a great person, you have energy, you have, you know, the charisma, you have the talent, you have the insight, and you have this ability to network and bring in people, because you're seeing the need, you're seeing the resource, and that is a skill that's amazing. You know, you are an unsung hero that through this show because you know what it is? It's right now, you know, I have heard that, and I've heard that through my mentor, Tony Robbins, you know, who has said, I mean, and a lot of people are saying it, this is an opportunity, this time right now where we're at. Many millionaires are going to be created. Many businesses are going to be created and expanded on. And this is precisely what it is. You know, today we're no longer in this independent place where we are all just one person doing something on our own. It is about team formation, team creation, going forward, and we are in a place in life where, you know, we need to come together to make a difference for our society and for who we are and where we're going, our country. You know, the example that we in America, I mean, I'm an immigrant, and we in America, you know, are seeing as the beacons for the rest of the world. And what you're doing is, you know.
I want to talk about one thing that you actually did say, and I think one of the crux of the entire thing of what you and I are doing, it is that word networking. And I will tell you, I've been president of Dynamic Business Network since 1984, and I want to share a quick story just to let everybody know, because there are so many phenomenal women networking groups and business networking groups, and they're all affordable, and they're just wonderful ways to tap into people. But Dynamic Business Network is a not-for-profit. So the money that I use for membership dues and things like that, which my members have known since 1984, is that money goes back onto the streets to any charities, any and all charities that my members support. And I've been doing this since 84. And just to talk about what you and I were talking about, the innate skills, I think one of my most successful stories is the fact that somebody had found out about my networking group. They found one of our business cards, which has all my members on it, and called me up and said, you don't know me. I found your business card. I am a nurse in hospice, and I am taking care of a woman who is dying of cancer. Her 90-year-old mother is taking care of her by bagging groceries, and she is in a home without air conditioning. And here, of course, we're in South Florida. And she said, I don't know if there's anything you can do. So immediately, don't ever say never when it comes to me. I picked up the telephone and I called the air conditioning guy in my club and I said, okay, here's the story. What do you think about it? And he said, we will have that air conditioning installed within the next 2 hours. And he did. So we all have ways of finding people that need us. If we have the acuity to do it, the internet just makes it such an easy thing for me to do. I mean, you know, 15, 20 years ago, I'm touching lives in Atlanta right now. I've got somebody in Orlando that wants to launch Duo Orlando. I'm getting stories in from across the country of unsung heroes, people that are making a difference. That internet is just, can be used for the most phenomenal, to create miracles every single day, properly used.
And it is, and you know what, it takes someone the gift to be able to say, listen, I want to bring this out, because we're such a sensationalized, you know, society where we want information right away and we want to get, you know, the juicy and the thing that's going to stir you in emotions. I mean, I was trained as a journalist, and, you know, that was one of the things. What's news? You know, bring on the news. Bring something that just happened that's going to rivet you, that's going to, you know, turn you around. So you always go for that story that a lot of the times is from, you know, with a negative connotation. information. And now when we have these great stories, they're not, you know, we take them lightly. Like, we're like, oh, that's so nice. And then we override it, never giving, you know, highlight to that, which now is going to inspire other people to also come out, to also contribute, to do. I'll tell you, I mean, there's stories that I come across with reference to juveniles, for example, kids who have been in the juvenile detention world and who have risen. One girl became, she ended up getting, you know, the top score with the exams, with the FCATs, and this child had been written off. They had said, no, you can't teach her, she's not going to learn, she can't continue going forward. She ended up becoming a lawyer. And, you know, stories that continue like that of people stepping up, making a difference, you know, recovered individuals who are now becoming, you know, amazing role models to other people. And really, you know, what you're doing to me is exceptional, because that needs to be noted, and it needs to be the type of material that we read and we use to inspire ourselves.
Exactly right. Nothing infuriates me more than, because the world is in the way it is right now, and I truly believe that we need this. I think we need this restructuring. I'm just actually in my journey finding people that are so much kinder and reaching out, and I'm just, you know, it's a heck of a journey right now. But what I wanted to say is that every single day I meet a person, there's never a day that I don't get a phone call, and we have the conversation about what's going on in the world, and they say, well, we don't read newspapers anymore because newspapers have only bad things in them. And I think probably you're like me. I actually read the newspaper from top to bottom to find out, I pull the good stories out of them, to read what Make-A-Wish Foundation is doing, to read what the Herald Wish Book is doing, to read about the phenomenal person that I hope to do an interview on from Virginia, that is taking hundreds and hundreds of kids to the inauguration. These are the stories that I'm looking for. I am not looking for the bad things, and if we can just start siphoning through and look for the people that need us, the things that are being offered, you know, the free fundraisers, the toy drives, it's all there if you look for it. It depends what you're looking for. And, it goes back to stereotyping. I have to tell you, I think we're all, predisposed to stereotyping. But I have to tell you a little story about a phenomenal person that I've met, Tawan Russell. And Tawan Russell works for the Miami Dolphins. He was a player. And Tawan has reading rooms, which we had highlighted in our last magazine. And I had the pleasure to visit one of Tawan Russell's reading rooms, and essentially what they do is they have, I believe between 500 and 700 students that Tawan Russell actually started the foundation, and what they do is they hire teachers to teach children to read. And they have 5 or 6 facilities across Dade and Broward County. So I had the pleasure of being able to go with the photographer to go to one of the facilities, and of course, I had my own preconceived notion as to what this was. Well, shame on me, because when I went there, I understood what Tawan was talking about in his interview. I had done the interview first. Well, shame on me, because I saw the kids with their Ed Hardy sneakers and their Jan Sport backpacks learning to read. And one of the things that Tawan Russell had said is that what I didn't realize is that the latchkey children, the one whose phenomenal parents are out there, I don't care what they do for a living, whether they're a bus driver, a lawyer, a doctor, they are working so hard that they don't have time to do homework with the kids. And these are latchkey children of, you know, employed, educated people, parents, and the parents don't have time to work with them, and they don't know how to read. So these are the kind of people that I'm meeting. I'm meeting the DJ Lazes and the Tawan Russells, and I had another fabulous experience, Barton G. And I took this out of the newspaper, by the way. It's all about networking, reading, and looking and listening.
Yeah.
Barton G., who's a world-famous restaurateur, he's got an amazing restaurant on South Beach and has done event planning his whole entire life. I read in the newspaper that Barton G. adopted a little girl who was born deaf. And what did he do about it? Barton G. started a cochlear implant foundation for giving implants to babies, to children. And his daughter now hears absolutely beautifully after 2 surgeries. And I called him up and I said, I need people to know that we're doing. after that came out, I got a telephone call from Emrel, world famous chef. I've only have one magazine on the street. And this world famous chef called up and said a very dear friend of his died of the Alpha-1 disease. I had never heard about it. It's a killer genetic disease that nobody had ever heard about it. He started a foundation and called me and said, will you please do a story? I need to get the word out about this foundation. So Duo is about the unknown people, the unsung heroes behind the heroes. That's what we're about.
You know, such a beautiful way to say it, because we tend to look at heroes, and especially now in our time, 21st century, you know, we look at heroes in the past of those who went to war and those who, you know, who had the one leg and those whom you see physical attributes to, where you can say, okay, here's a hero. They did something heroic that, you know, that saved people's lives. Today, where we are with this information age, with where we are really as people and going forward, you know, this, when we step up, it's about character. It's about, you know, morality, discipline. What are we doing for others? What are we doing to take on what's taking place right now in our society? And how can we step in? Like you just mentioned, all of these people who have started foundation is because it's something in their lives happened that prompted them to get to a higher level where they could actually help so many other people through that one example, through their one conviction, and through their one desire to affect a lot more people.
That's exactly right. And people need to understand that charity and giving back can be absolutely stimulating, fun, energetic, exciting. Duo Magazine has an amazing event over at Pangea Lounge on January the 16th. We're going to have fashion shows. We're going to have entertainers. We've got Two Girls and a Cupcake. We've got wonderful sponsors. It'll be a night of music and fun and fashion and excitement. And at the end of the day, a portion of that will go to charity. People need to understand you can have fun doing it. You really can. It's got the wrong connotation, and that's what Duo is. I want them to understand that charity can be sexy, it can be fun, it can be exciting. And our tagline is Dare to Live, Dare to Give, and that is my tagline. I dare you to enjoy life. I dare you to just get fully satiated in everything that you're doing, but at the same token, I dare you to give it back in some way, with yourself, with your money, with your time, with your energy, somehow.
And you know what's strange? We have a T-shirt. The T-shirt that I'm doing, actually working on with a partner of mine for Rights to Win for Our Youth, is Dare to Care. Be a spark in the night, be our light in the dark.
It is not. Get out. You and I have such an amazing synergy. We've never even had a cup of coffee, and we're doing the same thing. I think we can take this interview right into a little story that I really want to tell you about networking, and it has to do with Darius Goes West, this wonderful, wonderful group of boys that I had the blessing to meet. And I just want to tell you how craziest story ever is that somebody told this wonderful person, Claudia, from Better Backs. She has an athletic pillow. And wanted to, you know, brand it. And they said, you know, you need to sit down and have a conversation with Ellen from Duo. We met, fell in love, and I took her pillow, and on the tag of her pillow it said a little testimonial from this wonderful gentleman by the name of Darius and how wonderful the pillow is. And I said to her, you know Darius? She said, how do you know Darius? I said, because my daughter saw it on Ellen DeGeneres and made me buy the DVD. And we started laughing because we figured we're the only two people in South Florida that have ever seen this documentary. And to make a long story short, what it is, it's these 12 amazing, amazing boys. Darius was 15. They were 18 and 19. Darius had lost his brother at 19 years old of Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. And these boys decided, because Darius was terminal and he stood to not live very many more years, he lived in Atlanta in a trailer with his mom, had never seen the world. They raised the money, rented an RV, and took an entire summer off so that Darius could see the world before he dies. They made a documentary of the entire thing, traveled the country, meeting amazing people. This documentary is probably one of the most riveting things that anybody could ever watch. And essentially, we just, Ellen DeGeneres had them on the show. She gave them a Caribbean cruise. And Claudia said to me, Ellen, you've got Duo Magazine. This is such a wonderful facilitator. You know Darius. I know Darius. Why don't they would like a fundraiser before they go on their Caribbean cruise that Ellen DeGeneres gave them. Long story short, we did the fundraiser Friday at the Hollywood Playhouse. It was an amazing, amazing evening. The boys are more amazing than I could ever even imagine. And here they are. They actually took, they're in college now. They actually took a year off from college just to sell 1 million DVDs for Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. That's networking. If that person hadn't told Claudia to come to me, and Claudia and I hadn't realized that we had a commonality, meaning Darius, you never know when a phone call or a stranger, but I don't believe there are any such things as strangers anyway. I think we're all friends if we just take the time to realize it. You'll never realize what you can accomplish if you just give somebody the time, you open yourself up and just welcome people in, and then it just kind of happens. It's not even difficult. I have to be honest with you. You know that, right?
Well, you know what? We could look at that different ways, because at the end of the day, is if you are either going for something because of an ulterior motive and you want to get, you know, what's in it for me, then that's the wrong approach. If you're in there by saying, you know, how can I help? What can I do? You know, there's a lot of beliefs that go into it. A lot of times I think people, and even for me, it happened for a while where, am I enough? You know, can I really make a difference? Do I have something to give? And finally, as I've broken through those barriers, for me now I'm stepping up to having confidence to say, you know what I have is valuable. What I can do can be. And it's, you know, it's really part of that growing, I think, that growth. And as you mastermind and as you unite with people who are like-minded, you know, you gravitate. And like you say, there's no accident. And, you know, the other day I actually mentioned Darius because you mentioned him to me, and now we're going to have them on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday, and with my project with March 21st at the Convention Center, the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement, I would love to have Darius there, because what other example can you have to show other youth of what it is to take your life, to live it fully, to, you know, start doing something great with it, to envision what's possible, you know, to be thankful for what you have. And this young man, Darius, is amazing, and this is what he embodies. This is who he is. He is an unsung hero, and luckily now he's, you know, because of networking, he's getting out there, and people are also going to understand. One thing that hit me with that movie was they said, you know, if they do not find a cure, one generation will be lost, because the generation is only has a 20-year lifespan.
That's right. You know, it's true. It does. And there are little children out there. It's a terminal disease. Yeah.
And that's how about
how long you've got to save the babies. They have to save the babies. Yeah.
Exactly, and that's about how long you and I have in the audience, you know, not to go down that wrong path, but we have about 20, 30 years to be able to help these kids, because in 20, 30 years they will be adults, and if we don't equip them with what they need today, they're not going to have that foundation that they need in order to be able to thrive, which they do have, but we just need to instill that in them and help them see
it
for themselves.
Well, that's right. That's why Duo Magazine is doing these fun and exciting things. Come out, enjoy yourself, enjoy life, but at the same token, please enjoy just helping and giving back. I mean, that is the bottom line, and that's what we're about. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you. I thank very, very much Lizette Rios from Memoirs of a Woman for hooking me up with you. Another great networking extravaganza that we, the three of us, have going on. And I know that we're going to do great things, Duo, and what you're doing, and your expo, and it'll be wonderful. And I thank you for this opportunity to speak.
Well, Ellen, it's been wonderful. I want to close with this quote that Dalai Lama says: if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. And this is a quote that came out of the book, The Underbelly, The Palm Beach No One Talks About. And it is about going out there and giving. And I think that no other time in the world has there been such an unique opportunity to step up and do what's right, and through the process grow and really find who you are about. So you are an incredible person. You're an incredible woman. And you just are an amazing business person. And I love
it.
And I thank you for being here. So I will speak with you soon, and go on, everyone, Duo, D-U-O magazine. Look out for that and really get engaged and get involved. So, Ellen, thank you again.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon. Bye.
Bye-bye, Ellen. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Sandra Bueno. At this time, we have come to the end of our show, but tune in next week as we will be having, to use Ellen's words, unsung heroes, people who are stepping up and making a difference, not only for their own lives, but for the lives of so many other people who are out there and who do have an opportunity to grow and to really become who they truly are here to become. Once again, this is Sandra signing out.